I shared this story last night with our new council as we began to think of what it means to be leaders in the church and to think about dreaming of the future and the things to come. A group of scientists placed 5 monkeys in a cage and in the middle a ladder with bananas at the top. Every time a monkey went up the ladder, the scientists soaked the rest of the monkeys with cold water. After a while, every time a monkey went up the ladder, the others beat up the one on the ladder. After some time, no monkey dared to go up the ladder, regardless of the temptation. Scientists then decided to substitute one of the monkeys. The first thing this new monkey did was to go up the ladder. Immediately, the other monkeys beat him up. After several beatings, the new member learned not to climb the ladder, even though never knowing why. A second monkey was substituted, and the same occurred. The first monkey then participated in the beating of the second monkey. A third monkey was changed, and the same was repeated, a beating when it tried to go up the ladder. The fourth was substituted, and the beating was repeated, and finally the fifth monkey was replaced, and the beating was repeated. What was left then was a group of 5 monkeys that, even though they never received a cold shower, continued to beat up any monkey who attempted to climb the ladder. It was possible to ask the monkeys why they would beat up all those who attempted to go up the ladder. I bet the answer would be, I don't know. But that's how things are done around here. I share with you the monkey experiment as we reflect on understanding who we are and why we do the things we do. But there is something that we all hold in common, that Jesus has gotten a hold of us. Jesus has gotten a hold of us with a love that is often surprising, a love that is irresistible, a love that is overwhelming. It brings us together in church, in a community of faith. But too often, the church will take an extreme position and becomes a place of those who are self-righteous, hypocritical, and intolerant to those who are different. This may be based on religion, race, social standing, or gender. An intolerant church will complain of the unclean and the unfit and the unworthy. And as a basis for the things that they do, they may proclaim, we're doing what the Bible says. But the truth may be that they're doing some of what the Bible says, but ignoring much, much more. We read in the gospel stories of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. They complained to the disciples who were with Jesus, asking, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" The reason behind that action was that Jesus loves to love. Too often, another extreme in the church is that it becomes a place of silence when the world needs the message of Jesus the most. We don't talk about Jesus. We often do what we consider the safe thing. because we don't want to be uncomfortable and we don't want to initiate conflict. We may often do what we feel is the safe thing, but it may not be the right thing. Often our focus is to keep things together in the church. We focus inward. That is what gathers our attention on how we are to worship, how we are to budget our money, and how we might relate to other churches or denominations. We often fail to look beyond ourselves. We do not see beyond ourselves and do not see the people who are out there. Those who cry for help, those who cry for wholeness, those who cry for justice, those who die from hunger and helplessness. The people out there. But yet Jesus has gotten a hold of us. Then we are to share the God we know. The God who loves the world. Jesus showed God is willing to do everything. Willing to love, to bless, to free, and to reconcile. The message of Jesus is to restore, to bring together in relationship to God. To bring change and therefore make the divided into the united. The restoration of lost relationship. The power to transform is at work in those who follow. And as we are transformed and as we are changed by this power of Jesus' love, it impacts how we speak, how we act, how we give, how we vote, and how we work. That others will look at us and see God present in our lives. As we bring healing and wholeness, do many things that the world may find surprising. We are drawn to the church because of Jesus. We are transformed by God, by the God of change. And we become part of God's mission. We become instruments of God. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, the followers of Jesus have been given the ministry of reconciliation, of bringing together. Not by dividing, but bringing together so all may experience forgiveness. All may experience the saving presence of God, just as we have experienced. It has been said that we are to be a church without walls. A church without walls. And if we are to build anything, we are to build the bridges. Bridges to span all that separates. All that separates from God and all that separates from one another. Amen.